Thank you, everyone. Please take your seats. And let me say hello as well. It's great to have you here. I'm Andy, if you don't know me. I'm the minister. It's lovely to have you here. And I'm just going to introduce the Bible passage that we're going to be thinking about later this morning. It's from the letter of 1 Peter. The grown-ups here have been looking at 1 Peter over the past few weeks. This is a letter that Peter, one of Jesus' close friends, wrote to Christians over a very big area in the country that's now called Turkey. And he writes to them so that they keep trusting in Jesus and they keep living for Jesus. And Peter knows that sometimes that's hard. Peter knows that sometimes people might make fun of you for trusting in Jesus, for living for him. Peter knows sometimes they might even do more than that, something worse than that. So I've put this, can you see what it says up on the screen? It says, they make fun of me because I'm a Christian. And that's what I want us to think about this morning. So I'd like us to just take a minute, turn to someone nearby. Maybe if you came with a family member, you could talk to them or someone nearby. Or if you're not sitting near anyone, don't worry about that. Just think about it. And I want you to think about this. Have you ever been made fun of because you're a Christian? Or have you ever seen anyone else been made fun of because they were a Christian? Because they're a Christian? Well, now, sometimes we shout out our answers later. We're not going to do that today. I just want you to think about it. So take a minute, think about that question. Has anyone ever made fun of you because you're a Christian? Or have you ever seen that happen? Just have a think for a bit. Okay, let's come back together. I imagine that maybe there's a bit of a mix. Maybe some people here, people have made fun of you in the past because you're a Christian or because you're involved in a church. Maybe that's never happened to you. I don't know. Have a look up at the screen. People get made fun of for different reasons, don't they? Maybe someone might make fun of you because of the way that you look. Oh, dear. Is my clicker working? Are you plugged in there, Mark? Here we go. Click me on one slide, Mark. I'm not going to look. I'm going to judge by. There we go. Can you see Pinocchio? Okay, people might make fun of you because you've got a big nose. And I know that's a fine name. No one really looks like that. So people do make fun of you because of the way you look. It's actually quite painful. It's a hurtful thing. Or people might make fun of you because, sadly, because you don't have much money. There's a person there looking in their wallet and they don't have much money in their wallet. People sometimes get made fun of for that, don't they? That's sad, but it happens. Also, sadly, people might make fun of you because of the color of your skin. And that's a sad thing as well, but that happens. But you know, people also sometimes get made fun of because they're a Christian. And that happens as well. You might be able to see the cross there. Now, Peter, this great Christian leader, Peter, he's writing to Christians, writing to lots of different churches, and he's writing to people who trust in Jesus. They trust in Jesus' death. Jesus has died to pay for their sins. They trust that Jesus has been raised from the dead, that he's the Lord. They're Christians. But Peter's writing to tell them, it might be tough at times. People might make fun of you at times because you're a Christian. And Peter wants them to keep going, to keep trusting in Jesus, even though it might be hard. And I'm going to read out one verse and then sit down. We're going to see this in our Bible passage later. Peter says this, when people insult you because you follow Christ, then you're blessed. And that's what we're going to think about a bit later on today. You're blessed. That means God does good things for you. He loves you. So there we go. That's what we're going to be thinking about a bit later on.
We're going to have our Bible reading now, and it's from the International Children's Bible, so the words will be up on the screen for you to follow along. The reading is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. My friends, do not be surprised at the painful things you are now suffering. These things are testing your faith. So do not think that something strange is happening to you. But you should be happy that you're sharing in Christ's sufferings. You will be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. When people insult you because you follow Christ, then you are blessed. You are blessed because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do not suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. But if you suffer because you're a Christian, then do not be ashamed. You should praise God because you wear that name. It is time for judgment to begin, and it will begin with God's family. If that judging begins with us, what will happen to those people who do not obey the good news of God? It is very hard for a good person to be saved. Then the wicked person and the sinner will surely be lost. So then, those who suffer as God wants them to should trust their souls to Him. God is the one who made them, and they can trust Him. So they should continue to do what is right. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Very much for reading that for us. Can you hear me? Is that coming through? You can hear me on the microphone. Brilliant. Ali, thank you for reading that for us. Now, you'll remember earlier, I said that we were going to be thinking about they make fun of me because I'm a Christian. We thought about that, didn't we? They make fun of me because I'm a Christian. And Peter is writing to Christians, and he wants to say to them in the first part of our Bible passage that Ali just read, can you see what it says at the top there? It says, be happy when that happens. Now, that's a very strange thing, isn't it? People make fun of you because you're a Christian. Peter says, be happy when that happens, and we're going to see why. So you can see there, I've put the first Bible verse there. Peter says, my friends, don't be surprised at the painful things you're now suffering. These things are testing your faith. So don't think that something strange is happening to you. Peter's writing to a whole bunch of Christians over a very big area, lots of different churches, and some of them are having a hard time for being a Christian. Some of them are not. But Peter says, don't be surprised if it does get hard, because that'll happen from time to time if you're a Christian. Next verse, verse 13. Oh, hello. I'll leave that with Mark to sort out. I'll read the verse out. Peter says, but you should be happy that you're sharing in Christ's sufferings. You'll be happy and full of joy when Christ comes again in glory. So Peter's saying, if people make fun of you for being a Christian, be happy when that happens. Why? Because it shows whose side you're on. It shows that you're on Jesus' side. You belong to Him. You're a Christian. And what happens to Christians? They get to go to glory. They get to have eternal life forever with God. My family, yesterday, we went to a family wedding, didn't we? It was one of the best weddings I've ever been to. There was so much cool stuff there. In the reception afterwards, they had a burger van where you could get burgers. They had a pizza place where you could get pizza, a place where you could get donuts, a place where you could get pancakes. They had goats and donkeys. You could feed the goats and ride on the donkeys. They had a carousel, one of those things where you ride on to go on the horses, you go around. It was brilliant, wasn't it? But you know, and it was lovely seeing all our family and so on, but you know, that is just a tiny taste of how wonderful eternal life will be. It'll be fantastic. And so when people make fun of us because we're a Christian, well, Peter says, be happy when that happens, because it shows you what side you're on. Now, I'm going to ask my friends Matt, Josh, and Becky to come and help me. I'm going to act out something now, okay? We're going to pretend. Here's my friend Matt. Matt, why don't you get on that side? We're going to pretend that Matt is much younger than he is. We're going to pretend he's 14. Imagine that he's 14 and he's in secondary school, because it can be quite hard to be a Christian when you're in secondary school, okay? And I'm going to forget that I'm me for a minute. I'm no longer church leader. I'm going to be a bully for a few minutes, but I'm only pretending, okay? And here's Matt, and I've got some friends behind me. Oh, look who it is. Where are you going, Matt? You're going to Sunday school, are you? How's your girlfriend, Matt? Oh, I forgot you haven't got one. Go on, get out, yep. And then imagine I say lots of rude words. Okay, thank you. You can go and sit down. I'm sure that won't happen to you if you're at secondary school, okay, and you're a Christian. But it might happen. And poor old Matt, he's going to go home now, 14 years old, and maybe he'll have a cry. It's really hard when something like that happens at school. And let me say, if that does happen to you at school, it's really important that you tell your mummy or your mum or your dad or a teacher. That's really important. But we can also tell God, can't we? Because God cares for us. And God wants to give us eternal life. And Peter says, even though it can be hard if you're a Christian at times, be happy because you're going to be heading for glory with him. Be happy when it happens. Peter says more. Have a look up at the screen. Oh, there we go. I should have put that picture on. That's a picture of a school. Here's verse 14. Peter says, when people insult you because you follow Christ, then you're blessed. That means God's going to do good things for you. You're blessed because the glorious Spirit, the Spirit of God, is with you. Do you know, when someone is a Christian, when they trust in Jesus, God gives his Holy Spirit to that person. And the Spirit lives inside of them. And the Spirit helps us know that Jesus loves us. The Spirit helps us love him. The Spirit helps us know that we're going to eternal life with him. And Peter says the Spirit really helps us when people make fun of us for being a Christian. Peter gives a warning, verse 15. He says, don't suffer for murder, theft, or any other crime, nor because you trouble other people. You know, sometimes Christians suffer because we sin. I've known a few Christians get into terrible trouble because of the sin that they've done. And Peter says, don't be like that. Don't suffer because of your sin. But, verse 16, if you suffer because you're a Christian, then don't be ashamed. You should praise God because you wear that name, the name of Christian. Got a little sign here. It says Christian on it. And Christians don't go around wearing a badge that says Christian. We'd look like plonkers if we did that. But if you do trust in Jesus, it's a bit like you're wearing the name Christian. And Peter says, if you suffer because you're a Christian, don't be ashamed, but praise God because you bear that name. I'm going to have another little acting out. Jeremy, come up here with me. Okay, I'm going to pretend to be someone else now, okay? Let me take this off. Because grown-ups can have a hard time as well, because they're Christians. I'm going to pretend that I'm a boss. I'm going to pretend I'm not a Christian. And my job is, I run a little company of electricians. And electricians are people who maybe go to your house, and they work on the wires and the plugs and that kind of thing. And Jeremy works for me. Can you see him there? He's got his little electrician's box. He's a Christian. I'm not a Christian. And I ask the guys who work for me, when they go out and do jobs, to just be a bit dishonest. And I ask them to do extra work that doesn't need to happen. And then they can charge people more money. And so that's what I ask my guys to do. So, here comes Jeremy. Jeremy, how'd the job go? Have you got your list? Brilliant. This is the worksheet. Thank you for that. Just going to check what Jeremy's done. You haven't done the extra bits that I asked you to do. Why is that? You think it's not right. I've told you before, Jeremy, you do need to do these extra bits. Like, I don't care if you think it's not right. That's 50 quid that I don't get. It costs money to run this business, Jeremy. Where am I going to get my 50 quid from? Off you go. I worry sometimes about me hiring you. That's hard for Jeremy, isn't it? If you've got a boss who shouts at you because you've been honest. And it's difficult for Jeremy. And Jeremy goes home and he feels stressed all weekend because his boss has been like that. And it's hard for his wife, it's hard for his family. It's tough if you're a Christian and you're trying to live for Jesus. But Peter says, if you have a hard time for being a Christian, let's put that verse back up. He says, if you suffer because you're a Christian, don't be ashamed. You should praise God because you wear that name. So here we go, let me put my name back on. I don't go around really with this on, but it's like you've got a badge on, you're wearing the name, Christian. Peter says, be happy when that happens, because it shows who you belong to. You belong to Jesus. Now, it might be, maybe you're sitting here thinking, hearing this, and you're thinking, well, that's never really happened to me. No one's ever given me a hard time for being a Christian. It might be worth asking the question, why? Are you really living for Jesus? Have you ever told anyone you're a Christian? Are you really living in a way that is Jesus' way? It's worth thinking about that. Peter says, if you do have a hard time because you're a Christian, be happy. Be happy when it happens, because it shows what side you're on, shows you're heading for heaven. Shows us how we can be praying for Christians in other countries, doesn't it? Some Christians have a really hard time in other countries. We could be praying these verses for them, couldn't we? That would be a brilliant thing to do. We're going to sing now. I'm going to invite the musicians back to the front. Peter's telling us, if we trust in Jesus, we are heading for eternal life. It's going to be amazing. And we're going to sing about that now. We're going to sing about God's love for us and how he's going to give us eternal life. Becky's going to lead us with some actions. Grown-ups, no pressure to join in. But if you'd like to, you can. And children, if you'd like to join in, you can. Please stand and let's sing together. So we're thinking this morning about... they make fun of me because I'm a Christian. That's what we're thinking about. And we've seen Peter so far say, be happy when that happens. It shows what side you're on. It shows you that you're heading for eternal life. And we're going to look at the last few verses now. And we see Peter say what it says up there in bold. God's getting us ready for heaven. When tough things like this happen, God is getting us ready for heaven. Through that. And just have a look at that sentence on the screen. This is the beginning of verse 17. It says, it's time for judgment to begin, and it will begin with God's family. The Bible tells us that God is the judge. That means that God knows what is right and wrong, and God will punish what is wrong. And the Bible says that there is a day coming in the future, judgment day. God's going to come, and he's going to judge everyone, and he's going to punish all sin. And we don't know when that's going to be. So here's my calendar. We have this hanging up in our kitchen, and we don't know when it's going to be. So is it going to be in this month? I don't know. Is it going to be in this month? We don't know what day it's going to be. We don't know if it's going to be this year. Maybe it'll be next year. Maybe it'll be 100 years, 1,000 years. We don't know when it's going to be, but there is a day of judgment coming. And the verse here has a surprise. It says, it's time for judgment to begin now. And it will begin with God's family. And that's you and that's me. That's Christians, the church. We're God's family. And so Peter is saying that when people make fun of us, when we have a hard time for being a Christian, that's God's judgment now for you and for me. Doesn't mean God is punishing us for our sins, because if we're Christians, we believe that Jesus has taken the punishment for us. Wonderful. He saves us. But it does mean, like it says there, that God is getting us ready for heaven. He's working through the tough stuff to scrub us clean of our sin and to make us strong as Christians and to strengthen our faith. So have a look at this picture up on the screen, okay? Picture of washing up. I need a helper. Who'd like to help me? Daniel, will you come and help me? Think about Matt earlier. You come and stand up here, Daniel. Just stand there. Thank you very much. Just in case you want to throw it at Matt again later. Thank you. Stay there for a minute. Now, do you remember Matt earlier? Matt was pretending he was 14, wasn't he? He was pretending he was at secondary school. Now, I want you, this is a strange thing, but I want you to think of Matt as being like this saucepan. Okay, that's Matt. And let's pretend it stinks. Give that a stiff and pretend it stinks. Oh, this really needs to be cleaned, okay? And this is a picture of a Christian, because actually we need cleaning, we need scrubbing. We've got sin all over us and we need scrubbing. So here you go, Daniel, you hold that, and here's your sponge scourer. Try and give that a really good rub, give it a scrub, and I pretend to get some hot water, and we pour the hot water in. And now, if you're the saucepan, that's not very comfortable. Go on, keep scrubbing, scrub really hard, because it stinks. You've got to really scrub it clean. If you're the saucepan, that's not comfortable. But God works through stuff in our lives that is hard. It's not comfortable if people make fun of you for being a Christian. But Peter is saying that is God scrubbing you clean. He's helping you to be more holy as that happens. Daniel, thank you very much. You did a great job. Let's give Daniel a little clap. You go and take a seat. Thank you for helping me. God is getting us ready for heaven, scrubbing us clean of our sin. Or here's another picture, okay? It's a picture of a gym. God is strengthening our faith muscles. All children, please stand up. All children, please stand up. Do you remember earlier when Jeremy was pretending to be an electrician? Do you remember that? And I was pretending to be his boss, and I shouted at him. I got cross at him. Because I wanted him to be dishonest, and he wasn't, because he was a Christian. Well, that was hard for Jeremy, but Peter says, if you're suffering because you're a Christian, God is judging you, judging his family, to help you be more like Jesus, to help get you ready for heaven, and it's a bit like he's strengthening your faith muscles. Now, children, if you've got room, if you can do this without hitting someone in the face, can you do some star jumps for me? Can you do that? That's it. Star jumps like that. Can you do climb the rope? Can you do that? Now, you might think I look ridiculous. I actually do this from time to time to try and keep fit. Thank you very much. Sit down. I need one volunteer. Who's strong? Kevin, come here. Come and be strong. Can you take one of those in each hand? I've got some dumbbells here. Can you show us how strong you are? Can you give us like that? Look at that. If Kevin does that a lot, he'll have huge, great big arms, like me. That's brilliant. If you put those back there, and just pop them on the floor somewhere. That's great. Kevin, thank you very much. You go and take a seat. Let's give Kevin a clap. Now, if you're Jeremy getting shouted at because you were honest at work, that's not comfortable, is it? And if you're doing star jumps and climbing the rope and using dumbbells, that's not comfortable, but it's good for you because it makes you strong. And if you suffer for being a Christian, it's not comfortable, but it's good for you because it strengthens your faith. God is getting us ready for heaven, Peter says. And when we get there, we will love and we will trust him perfectly. And Peter carries on. He says, if that judging begins with us, Christians, what will happen to those people who don't obey the good news of God? And then he quotes part of the Old Testament, Proverbs 11. And he says, it's very hard for a good person to be saved. Then the wicked person and the sinner will surely be lost. And it's a warning. If you're here today and you're not trusting in Jesus, it's wonderful that you're here, but Peter's passing on a loving warning to you. If you would become a Christian, it would be tough in certain ways, but you'd end up getting saved. But if you don't trust in Jesus, then you'll be lost. You won't be saved. It's a loving warning from Peter. And it's an encouragement to those of us who do trust Jesus to keep going, to keep trusting in him. God is getting us ready for heaven. Here's the last verse of our passage. It kind of sums up everything we've been thinking about this morning. Peter says, "So then, those who suffer as God wants them to should trust their souls to him. God is the one who made them, and they can trust him. So they should continue to do what is right." We can trust God. He made us. He loves us. We can trust him. He won't let things get so hard that we can't cope, and he'll look after us. He's our Father. He's getting us ready for heaven. Today's Father's Day, isn't it? Sam, come up here. At the risk of embarrassing Sam, I woke up to this morning. I also love the cards that James and Zoe got me, but this one is easier for people to see. Hold that. This is my Father's Day card, okay? It says, "Happy Father's Day." Look at that. Now, imagine it. Oh, I won't show it in the back. We'll just see this. It says, "Happy Father's Day." Now, if that's a card that I get for being a father, and I'm only a little father, imagine the size of the card that God would need if he's the father to all of his people. It would be the size of Gibraltar. Thanks, Sam. You go and sit down. God is our Father. He loves us. He's getting us ready for heaven, even when it's tough. And so it's worth sticking following Jesus. Do you know, some of us go out on Sunday afternoons and go and knock on doors of people who live in the area. We write to them first, so it's not weird. But people are sometimes rude to us. They just shut the door in our faces without talking to us. Still worth doing it. God's getting us ready for heaven through that. It's worth us living for Jesus this week. Maybe that'll be hard for you in some ways. It's worth doing. God's getting us ready for heaven. And just the last word as we finish to dads. It's Father's Day today. This is what is at the heart of being a dad. It's helping our families get ready for heaven. Yes, we help put food on the table with our wives. Yes, we help look after our children and raise them well. But the most important thing we do as dads is we help our families get ready for heaven. That's what our Heavenly Father is doing, and that's what we need to be doing as well. Should we say a prayer? Lord God, we know that it'll be tough following Jesus at times. We know that people might make fun of us at times. But when that happens, help us to be happy, because it reminds us what side we're on. And we thank you that you help get us ready for heaven. Amen.